Hello, and welcome to the L20 podcast with me, Simon Fogle from Chapter 81. On this episode, we are chatting to Sarah Towns, who's the marketing executive for Leeds Bid, and also Beverly Reinemann from Chapter 81 on our January campaign and the sustainable push and the link to the theme Generation Future for the festival, which is a really exciting proposition. It's the first theme we've had for the festival, and it's opening all sorts of conversations, especially online. So please join in the conversation at hashtag LeedsInFest. But for now, here's the podcast.
Hi, I'm Sarah Towns. I'm the marketing executive at Leeds Business Improvement District. My role predominantly focuses on leading on corporate communications for the organisation and to assisting on all elements of marketing events and activities. And I'm also getting involved in project planning and implementation too. I think I'm in a very lucky position that I sort of get involved in all aspects of plans, projects and initiatives that the bid brings to the city. And as a local girl from Leeds, I'm really quite proud of that.
And I'm Beverly, I'm head of social at Chapter 81. And I'm also a freelance social media manager. So at Chapter 81, I obviously manage social for various clients, and one of those clients is Leeds International Festival. Sarah, you've been involved in the festival from the beginning though, haven't you?
I have, yeah. The festival launched in 2017, was launched by the bid. The bid funds the majority of the festival, and we've done it now for the last 3 years, and now we're looking forward to L20, which will be another amazing mix of events and activities that bring a great shade of pink, I think, to the city centre. There's been some great memories over the years, various different events and activities that we've done. Some of my favourite include sex robots and sex tapes, which gave a completely different outlook on those areas. Really enjoyed the sport 2.0 from last year. I'm not really a sporty person.
No, same.
But I found it really inspirational listening to the stories of various different well-known and not so well-known sporting personalities, from Amy Williams and Dame Sarah Story, who chatted about where they'd come from, what they'd done, and it was very much about how tech had helped their journey. And I'm not very techie either, so I was quite surprised that sport and tech interested me, but it really did. And I think that's one of the great things about Leeds International Festival.
Yes,
that it sort of, perhaps things that you might not think you're interested in, it sort of makes you look at things in a different way and expands your mind. And like I say, I've sort of got interested and got involved in things that I never thought would have been of interest to me.
Yeah, same. I went to Matt Haig's event, and I've not read any of his books or anything, and I thought it was so interesting. Obviously, he's a massive advocate of like mental health issues and really talking about that kind of stuff. And I loved Daniel Avery's event from last year as well. I thought that was so different, especially to use the Corn Exchange in that way to bring like the music into that space. I thought it was so good.
Yeah, that's one of the events that I never made it to, and I really desperately regret that. Yeah. L20 promises another great mix of programming, but we can't give too much away as the full program's not being revealed just yet. But I'm super excited to see the return of the L20 Cube, which is our pink inflatable event space, and also the Discovery Zone, which will be coming back to Bruggett. I've had a sneak preview of some of the events, and there's going to be a great mix of stuff, something for everybody.
Yeah, so obviously we've just announced three events so far. We've got Living in a Future City, which I'm super excited about because it's got George Clark from Channel 4, who's obviously great. We've got A Generation to Cool the Earth, which is obviously predominantly about climate change. And then we've got the Lumen Arts Project as well. So yeah, super excited about those three events.
All good events, all completely different, all bringing a different perspective and a different view to the festival.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So I guess off the back of those three events, that's kind of how we came to this January campaign that we've put together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Based on those three events, we wanted to kind of come up with something that would tie everything together. And January is obviously, well, it's traditionally a time when people are kind of feeling more motivated to make changes, not just in terms of like diet and things like that, but also in terms of sustainability and just improving your life overall. So the campaign that we came up with kind of, yeah, it directly ties in with the themes of living in a future city and a generation to cool the earth, and kind of the Lumen Arts project as well, with that like sustainability, eco-friendly type thing. So yeah, we've put together 31 small, we're not calling them challenges, are we? It's more like tasks.
Yeah, or tips.
Yeah, tips. Which kind of gives the opportunity for us to kind of promote the ideas behind the festival and encourage people to get involved with those themes, and keeping the festival kind of at the forefront of people's minds, really, as we lead up to releasing tickets in February.
I guess it's those small things that people can do or might want to consider that you can make in your life, small changes, different ways of doing things, which ultimately can help those future generations that are to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can just be small things like using reusable coffee cups and reusable water bottles and trying to limit your single-use plastic, things like that. You're doing a coffee cup challenge, aren't you, throughout all of January?
Throughout all of January, yeah. I'm a self-confessed caffeine addict.
Oh, same.
So I normally have a coffee every day on my way to work.
Yes.
So, and I've had one of these lovely reusable cups that sat on my desk for months and months and months, and on the odd days I've taken it and then I've left it at work because I've not washed it up, or I've left it in my bag, or
I always
left
have
it in
the best of intentions with those types. I buy everything and then I use it maybe once and then I'm like, I can't be arsed. It's too much hassle, like washing it out and that. But I think it's just a daily habit that you have to get used to, isn't it?
And so,
the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Yeah, so my challenge is that I have to use it.
Yeah.
If I want a takeout coffee, I have to use it. On the way here, I'd forgotten to bring it in my bag, so I couldn't have a coffee. So I'm doing a tally. So every time I use it, I'm doing a tally, and then I'm probably saving, I think most places give you, most of the high street coffee chains give you a 25 pence discount.
Yeah.
For using it, so I'm going to save up my 25 pences, and the money I've saved, I'm then going to donate to Big Change Leeds.
Nice!
Which, for those people who don't know, Big Change Leeds is an alternative giving campaign that the BID and Leeds City Council, with the help of the Leeds Community Foundation, launched in the city 18 months ago, and it's to help people in need on the streets of Leeds. So the idea is that you can donate time, money or items. They are distributed through a network of over 60 charitable organisations that work in the city centre, either with those people that are on the street or at risk of being on the street, and it provides those small everyday items that can ultimately lead to a big change in someone's life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, might be a taxi to an appointment, either at the hospital or a housing options appointment, or it could be some clothes for an interview, bus fare to go to an interview, a starter pack if they've moved into a flat. So I reckon I'm not going to save millions.
No, of course not.
But the small amount that I do save, I'm going to put it to a better use rather than it just go in my pocket.
Yeah, well, that's what we were saying earlier, isn't it? How these little changes that people make, not just throughout January, but whenever, it's not about doing everything and it's not about being 100% perfect when it comes to being, you know, eco-friendly and making those swaps in your daily life. It's about just doing those little bits, because no one's going to be perfect at it at all, you know, no one's going to be. So, yeah, I think for us especially, it's just more about making a few changes, people getting involved with the campaign just on a few days, not necessarily on every single task, but just dipping in and out as and when you want, and that's kind of what we wanted from it, isn't
it? And I think that way, that's when you keep things going.
Yeah, 100%.
I think if you do the things that work for you and that are important to you and the things that you think you can manage and that you want to do, then I mean, ultimately, I hope that I will always use my coffee cup now. I'll always remember.
Yeah.
And if I don't, then I don't have a coffee. It's sort of like a little bit of self-punishment that, you know, well, actually, you're going to get a throwaway cup that's going to eventually do harm to the planet. So you don't get a coffee today.
Making those new kind of like daily habits, isn't it? I mean, a thing that we have all been doing, I think, part of the Chapter 81 team and the Leeds BID team, is we've all been cooking a lot more and eating kind of different things, haven't we? I know a lot of our team one of the team is going vegan for all of January, isn't she?
She is,
so she's been updating us on how she's found that. I know she tried some vegan cheese this week that she wasn't a huge fan of, was she? But she said that she has tried some that were better, so I guess she'll just go back to that. But I've definitely been experimenting in terms of cooking different things. I'm pescatarian already.
So am I.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yep. So obviously we eat fish,
yep.
But not animal meat. Yep. I also try not to eat too much dairy because, not to go into too much detail, doesn't really agree with me.
My problem is I eat too much dairy.
Okay.
So I have lots of milk.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love cheese.
Okay, yeah, I love cheese
so
as well.
I don't think I could do the full vegan.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do vegan days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my first vegan day is going to be Thursday this week.
Okay,
and
nice.
I'm quite scared of the fact of having the alternatives to milk.
Oh, see, I haven't drank normal milk in, God, I can't remember how long. But I've been using oat milk and I really love it. Have you tried oat milk?
No, what I thought I would do on Thursday is I'm going to do a little taste test. I'm going to get the different alternatives and do a little test and see which one I could tolerate. And that'll be my milk of choice on my vegan days.
I think it tastes different depending on what drink you have it in. So say you have milk on your cereal. Some people might prefer almond milk. And then for a coffee, maybe oat milk or, you know, Oatly, something like that, which is what I have at home. And then I had a hot chocolate somewhere the other day and they made it with coconut milk and it was like drinking a bounty. It was amazing.
No, I don't like coconut, so I'll stay away from that one. But I have been told, quite a few people have told me that oat milk's the best one.
Yeah, it's
but
lovely.
I did think if I get a little sample of all of them, I'm going to start my Thursday morning
just like sampling
sampling them all and see which ones. And then I'll probably go to the cheese as well because, the thought of vegan cheese.
Yeah.
I think it's quite...
So what are you going to cook on Thursday, do you know, for your tea and for your dinner?
I'm doing a bit of a cooking and sampling what's out there.
Okay.
So I thought I'd probably do something simple for breakfast. I'll probably have cereal.
Yeah.
With whatever milk I choose.
Yeah, easy.
And maybe fruit.
Yeah, for my breakfast, because I don't think I could go fully vegan because, like I say, really, really like cheese. But I have been making some swaps in terms of, so I make overnight oats at home with, obviously, your porridge oats, and I use frozen fruit, and I've been using, instead of just normal yogurt, I've been using the Alpro yogurt, which is obviously dairy-free.
Oh, I've tried that before, that's not too
bad.
Yeah,
it's really nice. Yeah. And instead of topping it up with normal milk, I've been topping it up with oat milk, then add some seeds and grains on top, and obviously you've got your frozen fruit as well. Pop it in the fridge overnight. It's so nice the next morning.
It's
super easy
one,
because you save so much time in the morning making breakfast.
Yeah.
So I can definitely
And that'll fill
that.
You up.
Oh yeah, 100%, because it's got an apple in the bottom as well, so it's really nice.
And then I thought I'm having to plan ahead. Then I thought for my tea on Thursday, I'm going to do a pasta sauce and probably like the spiralized veg instead of pasta.
Like courgette.
Yeah. And carrot. I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
So that's week one done. So.
That actually sounds so nice.
Yeah, but like I say, that mix of what's easy and maybe try some of what's out there on the high street, what you can buy.
Yeah, well, there's so many places in Leeds now where you can get really nice vegan food. So even if you don't want to cook at home and you wanted to go and support like an independent
place. I did think I'd do that. I thought if I do that mixture of buying sort of like ready-made.
Yeah.
Doing my own and then going and trying some of the amazing stuff.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's out in the city centre, I know one of the colleagues from the office who's a self-confessed meat eater. He came back with a veggie dish today, a vegan dish, and it looked amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much out there in Leeds, especially like in the market as well.
Yeah.
You can get some really nice stuff. You're also going to do... Were you saying about a herb garden that you're going to do for one of the tasks? So one of the tasks is to start... growing your own kind of like veg or herbs or whatever, just plant something. It might even be a tree. But you're gonna do a bit of growing your own.
I'm gonna try. I'm rubbish. I'm completely not green fingered whatsoever.
Every
I can't keep
my body.
So I thought it'd be quite nice. I love the idea of having my own herbs that I can just go out and pick.
Yeah,
And I've got two young children, so I thought that'd be a really lovely thing we could all do together. We could plant some herbs. And then watch them grow and then use them. And ultimately, I'd like to have my own little vegetable patch or something in the garden. So I'm hoping that it will inspire me to eventually do that.
And inspire your kids as well.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. I mean, I live in a flat on the fourth floor and I have a balcony, but it's not great for growing stuff on. But I think I could do some herbs. I could love to grow some herbs.
You can do them in... I know you can get little pots, like I say. I've tried it before, but I'm just rubbish. They just die.
Yeah.
So, but this is like, no, this is my challenge. My January challenge.
The few plants that I've managed to keep alive are just like, please stay alive, please. What else are we doing? We're also doing... I mean, I just got a delivery today of some eco-friendly tampons, because one of the tasks that we came up with was to use more eco-friendly tampons and sanitary towels, that kind of thing. There's so many options out there, obviously. Things like moon cups and reusable sanitary protection, things like that. But I've ordered these completely biodegradable tampons. This company specifically are a part of the Soil Association. All of the packaging is recycled and recyclable, and they're completely 100% organic cotton as well.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, incredible.
I mean, I wouldn't have even... I mean, that's such a simple thing, and an obvious thing, but it's not something you might think of.
And then we also we got some Who Gives a Crap toilet paper as well.
Which I'm loving the name of.
Yeah, same. We haven't quite tried it yet, but I'm sure we will.
And we're not doing it on air.
No. That's something that we definitely won't be documenting.
Yeah, we won't be sharing that one.
But it's little things like that, isn't it? There's so many kind of like little tasks throughout the challenge. Well, it's not really a challenge, is it? It's more of a campaign. Where you don't have to do everything. Just pick little things that you think you might want to change. And kind of just go from there.
And I think sometimes it's the obvious things, isn't it? Because I know another colleague in the office, she's been in, you know... She brought in a toiletries, and you can just go. I mean, I know Lush and other places do it where you can just go fill it back up.
Yeah.
And you just normally think, I'll just make sure I put it in the green bin. But actually, it's moving on from that, isn't it?
It's
moving on to think, no, actually, you don't put it in the green bin, because most plastics, you know, still are going to hang around forever.
Yeah.
So it's keeping using what you've got. And stopping more plastics being made.
Exactly.
But it's that evolving. So, you know, I think most people now use your green bin, use your black bin, use your brown bin. But it is that, you know, what can you do next? How does that move on?
Yeah, and also not just chucking everything away in order to start again. I've seen quite a few things online where people say, don't chuck out all of your plastics and start again with all your eco reusable stuff. Like, use up what you've got and then try and repurpose it if you can. And I think that's really important. I think that's what the places where you can go and fill up your own shampoo and conditioner and laundry liquid and things like that, they encourage you to bring in anything, don't they? Any kind of bottle, any shampoo.
It doesn't have to be an old bottle, does it? It can be a bottle of anything.
Exactly.
I know one of the things I did over Christmas, which is really simple, is I didn't buy any wrapping paper, and I'm a hoarder, so I keep all, you know, lovely gift bags.
Yeah.
Which, when I went to look in my loft, which is where I hide all my things that I don't want out everywhere, I had bags and bags of gift bags. And I just thought, I'm not using paper. I've got these gift bags, I'm just going to use them. And use them for presents, and then... When people had opened them, I like took them back. What are you doing? I'm going to take these. I'm going to use them next year.
You don't need this anymore. Yeah.
Just take the label off and reuse it.
Oh my God, I love that.
And then I'm just thinking.
I used brown paper, which is meant to be a lot better than wrapping paper. And I tied it with some like nice Christmassy string.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realise is that I obviously had to secure it with something. So I used sellotape.
Yeah.
But that's what I kind of mean about doing the small things because... No one's perfect.
No.
I'm not, you know, none of us are going to be perfect when it comes to these things. And so I use a bit of sellotape. It's fine.
Well, to be fair, I did on some of the bags.
Yeah.
Because you've got to seal the top, otherwise I can see what's inside.
Exactly.
But yeah.
No one is perfect. So I guess we should talk about how people can get involved with the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like we say, you can just dip in and out. The hashtag that we're using across social is We Are Generation Future. And we're using that across Instagram, and we're doing Instagram stories every day, aren't we? To kind of like journey of everyone who's taking part. And we're doing it on Twitter and Facebook as well. But a lot of the campaign is on Instagram, isn't it? We've been sharing stories every day.
It is, yeah. And I think we're all, members of the team are all going to share the different things that they're doing.
Yeah.
I know some of the other things we've got coming up. We're going to do a tree planting at...
Yeah, Hollybush.
At Hollybush. Yeah, in the next couple of weeks, and a couple of us are going to do some donations at a food bank.
Yeah, as well. We are. Yeah, yeah. Which will be really good, actually. Yeah, so we're just documenting it via, you know, photos on Instagram and stories on Instagram, taking videos,
yep,
things like that. So if you would like to see what we've been up to, everything that we've already done is saved on Instagram under our highlights. Every single thing we've done throughout the campaign is on there already, kind of sharing stuff as we go, aren't we?
We are, and we'd love to see what other people are doing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
In case, you know, there are people are doing some weird and wonderful things,
yeah,
that we don't know about, or they're just doing those little everyday things that we're doing.
Yeah, 100%. Like, when I've been doing stories every day, I've been actively asking people, like, are you doing this already? And have you got any tips for us? And people have got so many ideas that we love to hear. So that's another way to get involved. Like, look out for those little questions that I'm asking on stories. And, yeah, get involved that way so that we can learn. Because it is a learning process, isn't it?
Because, yeah.
You know, everyone's kind of, like, learning as they go along. This is, it's a relatively new thing to try and do these kind of challenges. Obviously, it's not a new thing to go vegan or try and be eco-friendly. Those things have been around for years. But I really love the fact that we're bringing it all together in one campaign, because not only is it helping, you know, our health and the environment, but it's also helping us kind of show what we're going to be doing in the festival this year and kind of indirectly.
And I think it's showing how simple and easy it can be if you want to make a change, or you want to do something slightly different. Because I think people can think that it
can feel really overwhelming.
It can, yeah, and like it could take up a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
And I think once you start doing it, then you probably think, actually, no, that's so much easier than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so if you would like to get involved, just have a look at the hashtag or on our social profiles. And we're at Leeds Infest everywhere, aren't we?
So we are,
yes. Super easy to find as well. So, yeah, get involved if you'd like to. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the L20 podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Remember to subscribe on Spotify or your favourite podcast platform.